It is a double evil. And it puts the worship leader in this really desperate spot. Now God is responding to me. I mean, mysticism is right. It's almost magic. We are calling forth his presence. And that's the role of the praise and worship enchanter, to make this mysterious presence of God known. And then the people also have to be manipulated so that their souls are like a tuning fork that has to be placed just rightly so that it becomes in tune with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what has to happen, though, when you lose the sacraments, when you lose the efficacy of the Scripture. All of our attempts to know how God thinks about us or how he feels about us, I mean, he's told us how to do that. It's through the Word. It's through baptism and the Lord's Supper. But if we lose those things, the confidence of the sacraments, then the magicians start to do their conjuring. Then the human heart, which is an idol factory, begins to crank out its own idols and develop its own ways to reach God. And it's altogether dangerous. There's countless stories of the praise and worship leaders who end up losing their faith altogether. And it's no wonder, because this is an incredibly dangerous place to find yourself as the manipulator of both God and man.